Well, welcome to middle school youth group. Yeah. Give yourselves a round of applause for being here. Yay! I love enthusiasm. All right, my name's JD. For you guys that I teach in the school, you get to call me JD when we're in here. So it's not Mr. Garris, it's JD. I know that's gonna be hard to brain switch, but you're gonna have to try. So yeah, you get to call me, I know you've been trying to call me JD all year. Now you get to call me JD on Wednesdays, so, or if you come up to me in church. Well, like I said, I'm JD. I'm the new middle school director here at Covenant Life, so you're gonna get to see a lot of me. We're gonna start this evening off by having our youth pastor, Todd Keeler, come and talk to us a little bit about the youth ministry as a whole. So one of the things that we're going to do a little bit differently this year is we want to meet separately with the middle school and the high school, and that's not because we don't want you guys being friends with the high schoolers, but it's because we want you guys to form your own identity as a group. We want them to be able to form their own identity as a group, and then later down the road, like I think our first event's going to be in December, and then moving into the spring, it'll be more often. We're going to do some larger like joint events to foster, you know, friendships between you guys and the high schoolers. So don't think that like we think that you're weird or something and we have to keep you away from the high schoolers. No, we just want you to enjoy each other's company, and then it'll be a big deal when we get together and do something like big with them. So to talk a little bit about our joint idea and vision for the youth group, Mr. Keeler's gonna come on up here and tell us what that's about.
All right, thanks JD. Good to see you guys. Thanks for coming out tonight. All right, so we're gonna talk a little bit about the youth ministry. Our vision is we want to make disciples who make disciples. So this is right out of the Great Commission. And we're going to try to do this by having a youth ministry that is Bible-based, parent-involved, and relationship-focused. So I'm going to talk a little bit about our strategy for that. So Bible-based, we're going to have messages from God's Word twice a month at these church meetings, the first and third Wednesdays, 6:30 to 8. And we're going to take passages from a Bible reading plan that we introduced to the high schoolers last week, and we're going to show you guys tonight. We're going to take a passage from that and teach it. JD will be the primary teacher for that. And then we're also going to have passages taught from that at the home meetings. So at the church meetings, JD may teach a passage from the Bible reading plan or have another plan for you, another message from Scripture. And then at the home meetings, which we'll talk a little more about in just a minute, you'll also be discussing scripture passages from there. Now, the parent-involved part. So at the church meetings, first and third Wednesdays, we're highly encouraging both parents and youth to attend. And we're so happy that that's a reality tonight, that there's a bunch of youth and a bunch of parents here tonight. So thank you guys so much for coming. At the home meetings, second and fourth Wednesdays, those are for youth, but also open to parents. And we have you guys divided by grade. Okay, we're going to introduce the leaders in just a minute. In addition, there will be some occasional parent meetings where during the last part of the church meeting, while JD has the middle schoolers doing games in the event center, I'll meet with the parents, and we'll just have a time of encouragement, teaching, and prayer. So that's occasional, okay? It's going to be pretty much based on my schedule and if I'm keeping my head above water, okay? So you can pray for that. All right, but we want to get everybody together and at least pray and share. And we're all working together for the same goal, right? We all want the best for these guys, and we know that Jesus is the best for them, and we want them to grow in him. We want to point them to him and help them grow in him. Relationship-focused. So whether it's church or home, all these youth meetings are providing a context for weekly fellowship, an opportunity for you guys to get to know each other, get to know each other better if you already know each other, make new friends, encourage each other, and to have a sense of belonging. The leaders want to get to know you and want to make it easy for you to get to know each other. All right, now we have a fall schedule. Is that up there? There we go. Okay, so we're printing more of these. This is where you can kind of see the breakdown of the alternating weeks, home and church, and the high schoolers are doing the exact same thing. They were here last week, was their kickoff meeting, and they'll be back here next week, and I'll teach them. But right now, we have them divided up into three discipleship groups, and we have a bunch of leaders out there that are having discussions with them off of the reading plan that they started last week. They've read through almost all of Ephesians so far and a couple chapters in Proverbs. Okay. All right, so speaking of that, we got the Bible reading plan. And you can't really see what it says, but that's okay. Can you see that? No? Yeah, I'm right here, and I can barely see it. Yeah, well, if you get a real one of these bookmarks, which I think we're out of, but we're going to print more, then you can actually see that you've got a chapter a day assigned. Now, this is not a requirement. This is an opportunity, right? You don't want to use, this is a tool to help you get to know God through His Word, okay? But it's not a tool to, if you know what I mean, self-righteously beat somebody else over the head with, right? So you don't want to be comparing, oh, well, I read this many days and you only read that many. No. It's not about that, right? It's about we have an opportunity to actually read the words of God, okay? You ever thought about this? The creator of the universe who made you has things to say to you. And we can read those words every day. It's an amazing, awesome privilege. But we have enemies that want to keep us away from that, which is why a lot of people have a Bible but don't actually read it. So we want to help each other with that. Now, following this plan doesn't make you more of a Christian or less of a Christian. It's just a practical tool to help us all read our Bibles more, okay? All right, let me make some introductions. First of all, I don't know if you guys are aware, but we have for a couple months an interim youth admin assistant, Miss Andy Alonzo, right back here. She checked you in. Okay, and I can tell you a cool story about how she's actually an answer to prayer and God's provision. This was one of those answers to prayer that actually felt answered before we even got to pray it. It happened so fast. So we're just very thankful that Andy has stepped up to help with this. All right, next, Bible study leaders. Leading sixth grade, Bob and Amy Buchanan. Stand up. There you go. Mr. Bob Buchanan in the back. Okay. Second, leading the seventh graders, Michael and Caroline Wynn. Okay, she's waving. And leading the eighth graders, Bill and Amy Merriman. All right.
Woo! Yeah!
Okay. All right, now, if you have not already filled out the survey and given it to Andy Alonzo, please see her before you leave so we can get your name, grade, and contact information so that you actually get the emails, okay? We want to make sure of that. All right, now, JD's already introduced himself. He's going to come back and lead you through the next part, but I just want to say a couple things about him first. So this is super cool for me because I met JD when he was in middle school, and I think he was actually taller than me even then. But so nothing must just change in that department. But it's so cool to me now that I'm working with him every day, and he's leading the middle schoolers, and that's when I met him. So had him for PE and Bible over the years. So a great guy, loves the Lord, loves young people, experienced youth leader. So you guys are in for a treat getting to know him this year. So here we go.
All right, so that leads us to the next portion of the evening, which is the get to know your neighbor portion of the evening. So everybody go ahead and stand up. I know. All right, so this is what we're going to do. I know all the girls are sitting on that side of the room. I know all the guys are sitting on this side of the room. But what we're going to do, focus up, focus in. All right, so what we're going to do is I am going to ask you a question, and you must go and find somebody that you don't know very well, and one, answer the question, but also ask the question. So our first question of the evening is, who is your favorite Disney princess? Go find someone you don't know and find out who their favorite Disney princess is.
He said, I don't know. Like, what is that?
I expect everyone to answer.
Who's yours?
All right, leave my thing alone. All right, let's see what some of the answers were. Carson, who is Danny's favorite Disney princess?
What's her name again? Shuri.
Shuri from Black Panther. Yeah, Disney owns Marvel, so that's a good one. All right, let's see. Who else wants to share their partner's answer?
Okay, so this is David, and his favorite princess is himself.
His favorite princess is himself. I don't know if you're quite a Disney princess yet, but it can be a dream.
Moana?
That's a good one. All right, how about a girl?
Cinderella.
That's a good one, Cinderella, yeah. Any ones that we haven't heard yet? My favorite Disney princess is Princess Leia, since Disney also owns Star Wars. So there you go, there's another one. All right, our next question of the evening is, would you rather have a robot assistant or a monkey assistant, a trained monkey assistant? Go find somebody else and ask them the question. Go ask someone else. All right. If you would rather have a trained monkey be your personal assistant, stand up. Hey, I think I'm in the monkey category. I think that'd be cool. All right, now if you think that you would rather have a robot as an assistant, stand up. All right. Did anyone say they wanted a robot monkey assistant? That would have been the meta answer. All right, our next question is a personal favorite of mine, and I think it will spark a lively debate. If you had one condiment dispensed from your belly button for the rest of your life, what would it be? Discuss. Salt? Yeah, that works. All right, by show of hands, did anyone say they wanted ketchup? Ketchup's a solid answer. All right. Any mustard people out there? Mustard. One mustard? What about barbecue sauce? Anyone say barbecue sauce? That's a good one. All right, now you're all gonna regret your decision when I say this next one. Who would have Chick-fil-A sauce? Yeah, Chick-fil-A sauce. Man, anyone else have anything other than those ones? What'd you say? Salt. All right. What'd you say? Nutella? That's a good one. Yeah. I don't think a root beer float is a condiment, but that would be interesting. Yeah. Ranch? You say ranch? That's a good one. Ranch. What? You're no fun. Any other ones that people want to? What about yum-yum sauce? That's another good one. What'd you say? Whipped cream? Whipped cream would be good. Yeah. Everyone went the savory route. No one went the sweet route. All right. So That's it for our get to know your neighbor section of the night. Hopefully you learned something you didn't know about somebody else in this room. I sure did. So, believe it or not, I actually grew up in this church. I grew up going to Sunday school, children's ministry in here, Discovery Land's what it's called now. First through third grade, I was in here. My dad often led, Mr. Boisvert led a couple. All the boys sat on this side of the room, and all the girls sat on this side of the room. So it's nice to know that some things don't change. But I wanted to tell you a little bit about my own story, just so you get to know me a little bit better, but also because I think you guys are going to hear a lot of similarities between maybe where you are and where I was. So I have some pictures to kind of guide the story along. Now, you have to bear with me because... You have to bear with me because I was born before smartphones existed, so I had to take like old film pictures and take pictures of them, so they're a little bit blurry. So I am in the back. That's me. I'm about three. That's my little sister. Some of you may know her, Betsy. She's like 2 years younger than me. She's awesome. You might get a chance to meet her at some future events. I think she's going to help us out. But I was born at Shady Grove Hospital. How many of you were also born at Shady Grove Hospital? You don't know? Okay, well, I can see a lot of hands, so that's a very common story. In fact, Mr. Keeler just had a grandchild born at Shady Grove Hospital, so Janelle and Ben. Yeah, so talk to him about that later. But, so I was born, how many of you guys know one or both of my parents, Mike and Beth Garris? If you go to the school, you know Mrs. Garris, right? And my parents have been a part of this church since like the 1980s, so for a long time. But so I grew up here. I grew up in children's ministry here. I went to school here. I started in kindergarten. I stayed for 14 years. Do the math. That's not quite right because I had two third grades. So I think I hold the record for like the longest student in attendance at Covenant Life School, 14 years. Yeah, I got held back in third grade. I failed handwriting and math. I would still fail handwriting. Yeah, I have bad handwriting. All right, so I went to school here, and one of the cool things about growing up in this church, growing up at the school here, is from a really young age, I had really good training about who God was and how I needed to know God. And at around like 5, maybe 6 years old, I don't really remember the exact like time and location, but I remember very vividly the action of me realizing that I was a bad person, that I sinned constantly, and that I needed God's help in order to change my life. And so at a young age, I understood that God had provided a way for me to like be saved from hell by believing in Jesus. And so I gave my life to the Lord at like 5 or 6. I remember coming home from Sunday school being like, "Dad, I don't want to go to hell." And so he explained to me the whole concept, and I prayed and gave my life to God right then and there. And I believe that at that moment, God really started working in my life and forming into the person that I am today. Even though I didn't fully know him yet, I didn't fully understand him, but I do believe that I was saved. So I grew up, I got a little bit older, and here's the next picture you get to see of me. I still love ice cream. That's me in the middle, and my sister is now, you can't see. All right, that's me in the middle, that's my sister all the way on this side, and then my two best friends, Kevin and Grant Blankenship, they moved away, but they grew up here too. And so as I grew up, this is me in elementary school now. I started like memorizing scripture as a part of the school program. I started understanding a little bit more about who God was and growing in my relationship with him. And then when I got into middle school, which is the next picture, there you go. I looked really goofy, but yeah, that's me over here with I know, my head's always been big. But yeah, so when I got into middle school, what'd you say? Yeah, no, I'm over here. The one like, yeah, this one. This guy right here, this guy. That was me in middle school. Guess how tall I was in sixth grade. In sixth grade. How tall do you think I was? I was 6 foot in sixth grade. How tall do you think I was in seventh grade? 6'3". Somebody was listening in class. How tall was I in eighth grade? 6'6". Yeah. I stopped growing in ninth grade. I was like Deacon's height in seventh grade. Yeah. But, yeah, I started telling everybody I was going to be a professional basketball player, and then God said, stop growing. So I stopped growing, just right as I was getting prideful, so that was probably a good thing. But anyway, so in middle school, I started learning a little bit more about God, and I started really starting to appreciate like who Jesus was and how much he sacrificed for me. And my love for God and my understanding of God just got a little bit deeper, and my appreciation for God got a little bit more. So I had some really cool experiences where I learned how to pray, I learned how to worship, and I started interacting with God in a new way. It didn't make me any more or less a Christian, but it still was like a step forward in my faith. So as I grew up, I stayed in high school here, and I started participating in the Worthy Trips, and I think our next picture is, yeah, so if there's ever a picture of me in a pyramid, I'm at the bottom. So there I am right there in the middle. And this was at a Worthy Trip. I think maybe my senior year. What? Yeah, that's at North Bay, out on the rec field. But yeah, I'm bottom middle with my head kind of looking up. It's kind of dark. I pulled it off Facebook. But yeah, so as I got into high school, I went on the youth trip. So I went on the 1031 Worthy Trip. And my freshman year, it was a scary thing. I didn't really know many high schoolers. I didn't really know who was going to be there. Even though I went to school here, I wasn't super plugged in with my class. So I had one or two friends that I hung out with, but I was really unsure about stepping into youth group and stepping into the youth ministry. Because back then, we didn't have a middle school youth ministry. So the kickoff for youth ministry was ninth grade. I was really uncertain. And my first trip was like to go for 4 or 5 days away with all these people I didn't know. And I really didn't know what to expect. And I was nervous. And something that you guys, if you stay in the youth ministry, you'll get to experience is on the last day of the Worthy Trip, we do something called Ministry Night, where we pray and welcome the Holy Spirit to come and minister to us. And I interacted with God in a new way for the first time on that trip, and it really shook me. I experienced God, like, not just God out there, but God down here, God working and moving amongst people. And it made me appreciate God even more, and I started understanding who the person and work of the Holy Spirit was and what all that was about. And I took yet another step in my faith. Again, it didn't make me any more or less a Christian, but it helped me deepen my understanding for God and love him more. So as I grew up, I graduated from high school here in 2011. So 7 or 8 years ago. And I went to college at St. Mary's College in Maryland. And that's where I met my now wife. So you'll get to see her later down the road. But that's my wife, Maddie. We've been married for 2 years now, but we dated for 7, so it's been a while. But so in college, I had a really interesting experience. When I first went away to college, it was my first time stepping outside of Covenant Life. So I stepped outside of, I guess you could kind of call it maybe the bubble, and I went to college, and I played basketball for 3 years, and I played varsity basketball for 3 years in college. It was an awesome experience. Our team was really good. I played on the Division III level, so there's Division I, which is like Duke. There's Division II, which is like Bowie State, bigger state schools. And then Division III are more the smaller academic schools. They don't pass out scholarships, so they don't get the top-tier talent. There's like 600 Division III schools in the country. And my sophomore year, my team finished 6th in the nation. So we were in the top level of the Division III schools. It was a great experience. I really enjoyed it. But my freshman year, I didn't plug into a church. So I went to college. I was going to like a on-campus ministry. So like, if you ever heard of Fellowship of Christian Athletes, similar to that, they ran Bible studies and stuff on campus, and I would go. But I didn't have a church family, and it really negatively impacted my life, and it kind of threw me for a loop, and some things started going wrong in my life, and I took a second to analyze, you know, what was going on, why was I struggling with some stuff, and I realized I needed to find a church. So I prayed to God, and I was out of money. I was broke because I spent all my money on pizza. That's what happens when you go to college. You order pizza every night. But so I was broke, and I didn't have a church. So at the end of my first semester of freshman year, I said to myself, I got to find a job, and I have to find a church. And God provided in a miraculous way and provided me a job at a church. And so I got an email from an all-campus email that they sent out to everybody from a local church near my college that was looking for a full-time youth leader. They wanted to pay them a full-time salary, have them work 40 hours a week. And I emailed them back saying, okay, well, I'm a full-time student, so I can give you 5 hours a week. But maybe that'll help you out until you can get your full-time person. So they had me come out, and I basically was the fun guy. I played games with the kids. I hung out with the kids. They paid me like $10 a Sunday, so that was like enough for one pizza a week, maybe not even. And I would just start hanging out with their youth ministry. At the end of my freshman year, it was going into the summer, and I had more time, and I was looking for a summer job, and they offered to let me run their youth ministry over the summer. And so I stepped into that position, not really knowing what I was doing. It was kind of like, I guess I was 19, and they had kids in their youth group that were 18. So if they really trusted me to step up and run it, I figured I would pray to God and kind of give it a go. And I fell in love with youth ministry. I fell in love with that youth group, and I ended up doing that part time for the rest of my time in college. When I went to school, my goal was to be a history teacher. My grandmother was a history teacher. My mother is a history teacher, and I love history. So I figured, you know, if it runs in the family, I'll be a history teacher. But God had a different plan for my life, and when I started realizing how much I loved working in the church, loved working with the youth ministry, I felt like he was calling me into full-time ministry. So when I graduated college, I looked for a job back here and didn't find any full-time work, but I found a part-time job at a church in Rockville. So I took that opportunity, and God opened up some other doors for me to be doing some work at a drug rehab also. So I balanced two part-time jobs for the last 2 years. And then God opened up a door for me to step in here. And it is so crazy to think that 8 years ago, I was sitting where you were sitting. I was sitting like in these chairs listening to Caleb's dad talk about God and the Bible. And I would have never guessed that God's plan for my life was to like equip me, train me, and then bring me back to the community where kind of it all started for me. So I'm thrilled to be here. I get goosebumps whenever I talk about it. I love that God has prepared like a way for me to come, get to know you guys, get to hang out with you, get to answer your questions, and get to basically live life with you. So that's kind of all I have. I have a picture of my dog, I think, next. So this, I know, everyone loves dog pictures. This is Maslow. He's 110 pounds. So yeah, anyone know like Maslow's hierarchy of needs? Yeah, my wife was a psychology major. So anyway, so this is Maslow. He's a 110-pound yellow lab. He fits right in because I'm 6'7", 6'8". My wife's 6'3", and he's a big boy too. So that's our family. And then I have one last picture to leave you all with. Yeah, just take that in. Take that in for a second. This was taken. Yeah, I was on my knees. So this was taken my senior year of high school in Mr. Keeler's apologetics class. We were doing like the AT&T raising the bar. And one of the funny things is this is Janelle. So this is actually Mr. Keeler's daughter-in-law. But we didn't know that at the time. But so this was 8-9 years ago. I'm so excited to be working with Mr. Keeler. He's had such a big impact on me and my walk with Christ. And I know he's going to bring some great things to the youth ministry too. So I'm going to open it up to you guys now because I'm sure you have some questions for me. So does anybody have a question that they just desperately want me to answer? Caleb.
What do you get on your pizza?
What do I get on my pizza? I'm like a meat lovers fan, so like sausage, bacon, pepperoni. You know, pass it. Sometimes I like to put a little onion, like mix it in there with the sausage and the pepperoni. Yeah. It's
cool. What type of pizza do you get? Like what brand?
What brand? Oh man, that's a tough one. So I love lots of pizza. But I think Pizza Hut's deep dish might be my like guilty pleasure. It's very buttery.
When's your birthday?
When's my birthday? July 2nd. Thanks.
When did you decide to get a beard?
When did I grow a beard? That's a great good question. A good Can we question. Go back to the high school like picture? That. I want to analyze and see. I started like shaving in seventh grade, but I was clean shaven then. That's a miracle. That's Chad Mahaney. I started growing my beard probably my senior year off and on. And then I'm in this pattern right now where like it grows for a month and then I clean shave it. So like you'll like one day you'll come to youth group and I just won't have a beard anymore. And then it'll grow back. No, it looks terrible when I grow it out. So I don't do it.
What's your favorite basketball team?
Ooh, my favorite basketball team. That's a tough one. All right, NBA and college. All right, so I guess I have to say for the NBA, it's I'm a Wizards fan. I like to root for like the hometown team, but I just like good basketball. So I watch a lot of basketball. When it comes to like the NCAA, again, I'm always rooting for like the hometown team. So Maryland is always up there. In recent history, you know, it was UVA. I grew up watching Georgetown play. Georgetown was a favorite of mine growing up. But it's whoever is like doing good and bound for the tournament that's local. Last year, UMBC was like, go, yeah. But anyway, any other questions?
Where'd you go to college?
I went to college at St. Mary's College in Maryland. It's about 2.5 hours south of here. If you drive down south, like into Maryland, and just drive until you run into water, That's where St. Mary's is. If you know where Salisbury is, it's like on this side of the bay.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite fruit? Food. Oh, food. That's like a tough question. I love all foods. So like you have to ask me, like I can't tell you what my favorite food is. You have to ask me like, what do I want to eat right now? Like if you ask me what I want to eat right now, I would say I want like a pulled pork sandwich. Yeah, that's what I want right now.
Yeah. What's your favorite breakfast cereal?
My favorite breakfast cereal? That's a new one. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is really good. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is really good. All right. So that's all for this section of the evening. You have a question?
Can I steal your dog?
Can you steal my dog? No, you cannot steal my dog. I love him. But he also drives me crazy because he wakes up at 5 a.m. in the morning and just wants to go outside. And I don't want to be awake at 5 a.m. in the morning. But all right. So the next portion of our evening, we're going to transition back into the gym for a big group game. So I'll see you over in the gym.